Now to a developing story. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz rallied in Wyoming today against a powerful congresswoman who voted to impeach then-President Trump. 10 House Republicans went against the party line earlier this month. The most prominent of those, Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming. Cheney, of course, the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, facing backlash for that vote, including the possibility of censure from the Wyoming Republican Party and being stripped of her job as House Republican Conference Chair. News Nation correspondent Michael Schur is live in Cheyenne for us tonight with more on a new push to get Congresswoman Cheney out of office. Michael?
Exactly right, Joe. It's sort of an incredible thing, almost unprecedented, to think that in Wyoming, that the Wyoming Republican Party would be out there trying to censure a Cheney. But that's where the politics are right now. It's very divisive inside the Republican Party. A lot of people are not accustomed to this, right? The Republican Party is one that has often found success by marching in lockstep. That is no longer, and we're seeing it out on play in Washington, and we're also seeing it in one of the most Republican states in the country, and that's why Matt Gaetz came from the panhandle to the plains to talk to voters here. For decades, the Cheney name has been Republican gold in Wyoming. Now, though, cowboy state Republicans are rising up against a Cheney, Liz Cheney, their at-large representative, third highest-ranking Republican in Congress, and one of 10 House Republicans to vote for the latest article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump.
I think it's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Wyoming Republican State Senator Anthony Bouchard announced a primary challenge to Cheney just days after her vote for impeachment.
Wyoming is the state that had more people pull the lever for Donald Trump both times. I think the voters want to, they sent a strong statement to D.C.
I love Wyoming!
But this isn't just local politics. The movement to primary Cheney brought a Trump loyalist, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, to the Wyoming state capitol.
I've been here for about an hour, and I feel like I already know the place a lot better than your misguided representative, Liz Cheney.
Most of those gathered in Cheyenne are still hanging on to the defeated president as their standard bearer, and that's fine with Gaetz.
I think this is Donald Trump's party, and I'm a Donald Trump Republican. I want to see the vision and the policies of our past president continue to inform on our values and our actions. Liz Cheney represents a reversion to yesterday's Republican Party.
When you have a state that votes 70% Republican, you got to be careful when you're in a position representing the public that you do represent the public and not your own interests.
Well, I'm a native of Wyoming, and I believe that she stepped the line when she wanted to impeach Trump.
Truth be told, the records show that Representative Cheney voted more in line with President Trump than Matt Gaetz has in his 2 years.
Wyoming State Representative Landon Brown is a Cheney-supporting Republican who isn't worried about the challenge.
Yes, Representative Cheney cast a vote that was contrary to a very large portion of Wyoming's populace. But I will also say, in my support of Representative Cheney, I received a ton of support, and I know she is receiving a ton of support as well.
Even Democrats say they don't take delight over the divide in the opposition.
You are seeing now a resistance movement within the Republican Party creating a full-out civil war. And that's what's happening in Wyoming right now, is you're seeing Liz Cheney and a few others try to hold on to something that looks like the pre-Trump Republican Party.
New York Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney chairs the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.
I think Democrats need to provide a positive path forward for our country. And we can do that with reasonable, loyal opponents in the Republican Party the way we have for generations.
Republicans are alarmed as well. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, in a Wednesday call with members of his caucus, told them to, quote, cut that crap out, in reference to intra-party attacks going on.
What's your reaction to Leader McCarthy?
I think the people who assembled here to share in their patriotism wouldn't deem this crap at all. They would deem this as an exercise of their First Amendment rights.
Matt Gaetz came to a state that is talking like he is about bucking the establishment.
We see an establishment that always moves, and it's like they all scurry in the same direction. And I think that the people are seeing that now, and they're tired of it.
Representative Landon Brown isn't worried.
There are absolutely no concerns on my opinion, and absolutely no concerns on those that know Representative Cheney, that she is and always will be a champion for the state of Wyoming.
You know, this is one news story in one week in a very, very busy month of news, but I cannot be more emphatic about how important this is in defining the narrative of the politics to come in the next 2 years. Already you saw Leader McCarthy meeting with the president at former President at Mar-a-Lago today. These kinds of stories are the kinds of stories that are going to help to define the Republican Party. The important thing is Republicans know it. I know Marnie spoke earlier this week with Nicole Malliotakis, the newly elected representative from Staten Island, New York. She's condemning what Liz Cheney did by voting for impeachment, but she doesn't think she should be removed from leadership. You're starting to hear Republicans having to go on the record about other members of their party. That's something Republicans haven't had to do for quite a while, maybe going back to the days of John Boehner. So this is an interesting story, and we will continue following it on News Nation from Cheyenne. I send it back to Chicago.